Hello and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Tim Ahrens, site editor of SearchCRM.com. And today I want to talk about the trends and issues that came out of the ICMI Contact Center Expo and Conference, which was held in early May in Orlando, Florida. At the show, companies explored ways to improve their technology or processes in their contact centers, examining infrastructure centered around things like omnichannel, cloud, analytics, agent training, and more. So to talk more on these issues and what they mean for the contact center industry as a whole, I talked to Bob Furness, who is the customer care practice director at consulting firm Blue Wolf, who was also a speaker at the conference. Without further ado, welcome, Bob.
Thanks, Tim. I'm glad to talk to you today.
Great. Well, it's great to have you. As I mentioned, you were a speaker at this conference, and you were talking with users and different companies, just basically taking the temperature of the contact center industry as a whole. So I think my first question for you is, what were sort of the three main trends that really struck you at the show?
This was, if I go back and look, I think this may have been ICMI conference number 15 or 20 years in a row, somewhere between that 15-year mark that I've been going to these conferences. So it's been interesting to watch the industry change throughout the years. And this year, it seemed to be all about the cloud. I think for the last couple of years that I've seen, there has been obviously conversations around the cloud, but it seems that when I walked the trade show floor, when I attended some of the sessions, it was by far the biggest buzz. And whether it was the multiple vendors, you know, that have cloud telephony, or whether it was the bigger other vendors that are now offering cloud capabilities, it definitely was the biggest buzz. And I really think that's a win-win for both the customer, for us as customers, and for the industry vendors, because I see that as, you know, as a customer, when I have that cloud capability, I get updates, I get better systems much quicker than I did whenever there were those, you know, those annual updates to systems. I think as vendors get better, our technology gets better. And then from the vendor side, I think it's a plus because they have they're not managing all of the different, you know, on-premise kind of activity that happens when you're managing on-premise technology. So that was number one. Number two was omni-channel and self-service. I think you and I talked a little bit about this when we were standing at the conference last week. You know, omni-channel seems to be a big play, and I think the biggest piece for me was sort of what is omni-channel, and is my definition of omni-channel similar to the definition that the industry has? And I think it's similar. I think it's very close, because in my mind, the difference between multi-channel and omni-channel is, you know, we talked a lot over the years about multi-channel and the fact that there were going to be multiple channels, and we've seen the industry move from, you know, just telephone and fax to telephone and email and chat and all the various channels. In fact, we at Blue Wolf had one of our customers bring up seven channels as sort of in a big bang effect on day one when they changed out their CRM system. And so what they were looking for was an omni-channel approach. And in my mind, omni-channel is that ability to make all of those channels work together, and that there's a smooth transition for the customer, whether they, you know, they tweeted about something, or whether that later became a case, or whether they are entering into the conversation on a telephone, or whether they are chatting or visiting the website or managing via portals or communities. So how do I make all of those have a continuity to them is in my mind omni-channel. And then that omni-channel sort of plays off into the self-service aspect of what are we going to do about self-service channels. And I heard a lot about that aspect of what's coming, or perhaps what is already here around self-service knowledge and self-service portals and communities and the changes that they're bringing. So those were a couple of the trends that I saw when we were at the conference. There's always the standbys, the WFO, you know, the aspect of what's happening in the industry to help our people be better, to help training get better, to around quality management and around workforce management. And I sort of see those as the standard bearers of the industry. But no doubt, omnichannel, self-service, and cloud telephony were the hot items I saw. That jive with what you saw?
Yeah, absolutely. And for my next question, I want to dig a little bit deeper on certainly cloud. And I know you, I attended your session on analytics. And it seems to me that a lot of contact centers are maybe behind the times in sort of moving to the cloud and adopting those analytics practices that you spoke of. So are you getting the sense from users that they're starting to warm to these, to sort of include these practices in their centers?
Well, I think the answer is yes, but I think the answer is yes with some reservation. I think that, you know, as you know, that was a very well-attended session. And in fact, we did that session a second time with Lori Bachlin on the next day, and it was almost as well attended the second time. So it is obviously something that people are trying to figure out. What we did hear from the attendees was, I'm a little bit confused about how do I bring analytics to my metrics, and how are they different? And so what I'm seeing companies doing is perhaps what happened, you know, in most new technology is the vendors and the technology sort of running out there ahead, and it tends to be a couple of years ahead of the reality of implementing it. And so where people are is saying, well, how is analytics different than what I'm doing today? So, yeah, I'm collecting this data in my telephony system and in my IVR and in my workforce system and in my quality system, sort of those standard workforce environments, but how am I going to make that make sense? And what we talked about in our analytics system session was I need to begin to ask why, and I need to be able to begin to manage metrics and data in a way that lets me not just provide data to the executives or data to my call center leaders, but the analytical decision around those. So based on what we're seeing in our call center, what are we going to change and how are we going to change? And I think the biggest change in the industry around that is how we're beginning to take what's happening in the CRM system, customer we work with a customer we work with that's a large B2B and B2C center, we saw them begin to understand, wow, this is a very complex process we have, and we're actually touching things, you know, 12 to 13 times before we're able to solve it. And so what we were after with our analytics around that was, where does that bottleneck happen? And based on where it's happening, how can we change the center to make it better? So I think that's what... that's the basics of analytics. Yes, I may very well have to work with other parts of my organization because my organization has an analytical team, an analytics team. I may have to define that I'm going to put somebody in a role like that within my center that's looking for that. But it's definitely a different mindset than metrics. It's more about understanding what should we change as a result of the data that we're seeing.
And Bob, I know you mentioned to me that people are still the key to success in the contact center. And by people, we're just talking about agents, managers, and people at that level. And from what I was hearing from users, a lot of people were really looking for new ways to augment agent training at the show, and there were a lot of vendors speaking to that. So in your experience and talking to people, what kinds of strategies and technologies are contact center managers looking to integrate in their centers with regards to agent training?
Yeah, when it comes down to training, when it comes down to, you know, what is my strategy around how am I going to make my people better? To me, it's a focus. And so we sort of move in and out of the focuses when we lead contact centers. When I lead contact centers, you know, what is the focus of the month or focus of the quarter? And so I have to go back and look at my training multiple times. It's sort of never finished kind of scenario. So I think focus is a key. If I'm looking, how I look at it is if I'm looking at technology, I want to make sure that I'm building technology through the eyes of the agent. So when we sit down with customers at Blue Wolf, what we do is try to understand, you know, we do what we call rep rides. So we spend time with that agent. And so I think that when it comes to training, that type of interaction needs to occur. My trainers need to be connected to what is happening, or the folks that are making decisions about how we're going to train need to be connected at the front line, at that agent level. And then when I talk about what training, how training is changing, obviously classroom is always in play, but what I'm seeing is that there are new platforms and new ways, and a lot of that is being an extension of what's happening in the workforce optimization market. So I identify that I have that this particular agent has a problem through my quality management scenario, and then I need to be able to push training to them or push specific insight to them to try to support them and improve what's happening around that interaction. So, yes, there's online platforms. I talked to one of the vendors that has a new platform where, you know, it's very user-friendly to design voiceover training that I can push to my agents. But I think it really begins to make a difference in the organization when it's tied to information, either that the information comes from the customer through surveys, so the ability to understand on this particular call, the customer indicated that this is a problem. So what can I give to that agent from a technology perspective? What can I give to them? Is there training that I can provide them that's specific to that issue? Or if I'm actually moving through the coaching and what is very important around the contact center, the coaching aspect, how can I make sure that that I have the right training to support where we're struggling? So whether that struggle is soft skills or whether that struggle is product related or service related, or whether it's just related around, I don't really understand the best way to use the system. That's to me is how you make a difference in the contact center. And that's where technology is allowing us to go.
Great, Bob. Well, I know you've been in this industry a long time, but there's never any shortage of things to talk about and sort of the changes that happen in this industry all the time. So thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks a lot. Hopefully the passion comes through. I love this industry. I love what happens in it. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity to talk to you and to your listeners.
For more on news and trends on contact centers, as well as the customer service industry, be sure to check out searchcrm.com. I'm Tim Ahrens, and thanks for joining us.